Thank you.
Thought for today. Daily I create my world the way it pleases me, all by my choice. Daily I create my world the way it pleases me, all by my choice. Daily I create the world, my world, the way it pleases me, all by my choice. We sometimes don't want to take credit for the fact that we've created the world just the way it is. And we created all the circumstances just the way they are. And we say, well, I think that I'll clean the house today. And you get right in the middle of cleaning the house. Everything's going just beautifully. And then Junior comes running in out from outside with muddy feet. And he runs up the carpet. He runs into the front room. Mommy, Mommy, guess what I found? Mommy, it's so wonderful. Oh, what are you doing on my clean carpet? I just got done cleaning the carpet. Why must this always happen? Why do you always do this? Why are you always doing this? You know? And then she thinks to herself, I didn't create my world this way. I didn't create my world with him running on the carpet like this. I didn't create my world having my work all messed up by the kid coming in here and messing me up like this. Why does he do that? Well, what did she say? She says, you always do this. She knew he was going to do that because he always does that. She put the cause in motion that he always does that. And so therefore, he always does it. Now, are we doing that same thing? Subtly? You know, now does she think that she's creating it by saying he always does that? Does she think that she's putting the cause in motion to indicate that that's what he's doing? No. She is blind to that. Now, if you were to say, Margaret, why do you say he always does it? Well, he does. He always does it. Well, why do you say that he always does it? Because he always does it. But why do you say he always does it? Well, because I want him to do it. Oh, you want him to do it? Why can you say, she learns fast. Why can you say you want him to do it? Because I put a cause in motion that says he always does it. Margaret, you are so brilliant. Why you even make a mistake two times before you catch it the third, I'll never know. You're so brilliant, you know? And we do this. We do this. Really, we say, I always get the tough job. I always get the bad details. I always get the things that nobody else wants to do. I always get the hard stuff. Or she or he always does that to me. They always do that to me. And then we wonder why it happens. Because daily I create my world the way it pleases me, all by my choice. And that's what we get. That's exactly what we get. Whatever it is that pleases us. And if it doesn't please us, we don't create that. Now, how do we not create it? If you were hugging your husband or your wife and saying goodbye just before breakfast because they have to rush off somewhere, and their breath is bad, and you say, gosh, their breath is bad. And you say, I wonder how my breath is. Did I brush my teeth? Did I take anything to help my breath? You know, have I been careful about my breath too? Did I take a drink of water before I kissed him the first time in the morning, you know, or kissed her? And then we stop and think. We're creating the world out there just the way we are within ourselves. And so if he or she kisses you with bad breath in the morning, all you have to do is say, my sweetheart kisses me with the purest, sweetest, freshest breath every morning. Every kiss is like a puppy waking up from a nap with that puppy breath. It's so sweet. It is. Have you ever smelled puppy breath? Oh, when you little puppies, I don't mean dogs. Dogs can be that way too. But little puppies, they have that sweetest breath when they wake, and babies. When babies wake up from a nap, they have the sweetest breath. It's just like a bouquet of lilacs or something like that. You think, how do they do that, you know? What do they take for that? But they do. Now, that's all you have to do is say about your beloved. Whenever I kiss my sweetheart, his or her breath smells just like lilacs. Always so sweet, so fresh, so lovely. And what'll happen? Now, they're going to take mouthwash, or they're going to brush their teeth, or, hey, might go deeper than that. Might be like a baby. Natural. Wouldn't it be nice to have naturally nice breath? Now stop and think of the thousands and thousands of people that you kiss every day. How many of them have bad breath? Very few. Very few. The ones who have bad breath are usually the ones that are uptight and tense about their job and their work, and they're thinking of getting a divorce, or they're thinking of money problems. And I mean, their world is whoosh. But you see, the majority of the people don't have those thoughts. Now, Herb, the articles are all about people who are having problems, people who have worries, and people who have money problems, people who have relationship problems. The articles are all about, yeah, that's right. But let me tell you something else. The articles in the newspaper are all about the exceptions. How many, if everybody had an accident every day, wow, who would write about it in the newspaper? It wouldn't be news. It's news because it happens so infrequently. And people have five babies. It's very infrequent. Three babies, a little more frequent, but still infrequent. Two babies, rather common. One baby, normal. No. Do they put the one baby in the paper? Yeah, they list the babies because that's what people like. They list the newborns and give them the write-up in the paper. They're just born to Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so is Joel, John, Bartholomew, or something like that, you know. And 7 pounds, 8 ounces, or whatever, you know. And 12 inches long, or whatever, you know, whatever the kid is. And see, that, but even that, you don't read the birth unless you're interested in finding out who is born. And how many of you read the obituaries? You know what an obituary is? That's a death notice in the paper, the notice of who died. And where do they put them? Where do they put the obituaries and the births?
At the end of the newspaper.
Where at the end? In the classified section, along with the classified ads, really.
Before the end of the magazine.
Yeah, yeah, but in the classified ads, because that's where all that listing stuff comes. Now, who's going to be looking for somebody who died at the classified ads, unless you know that's where they are? Gee, I didn't know he died. Well, it was in there. Well, I don't look at the classified ads, because I'm not interested in buying or selling or doing anything else, but I'm just not interested. Now, how about we're back to people with their breath now, and baby breath. But how could you have baby breath? How could you have baby under arms? Do babies ever smell under their arms? Mm-hmm. Never. Baby shit smells, but that's the stuff we put in them. If we would put in them mother's milk, I wonder, does mother's milk smell? It smells mm-hmm. too, huh? Really heavy, huh? Yeah. I hadn't made a comparison on that. I only raised one kid from baby up. But anyhow, I would imagine even that, and I don't mean only to the mother, even that, you could say that the baby's mess smells just like roses, and it would smell like roses. It's up to us how we are putting that cause into motion. It's up to us what we're going to do. I see it's the time of that season again for our little friends. The flies are out. But even us put these causes in motion. And we have a lot of fun with these causes, don't we? Now, why does this fly like to fly right here?
He likes your vibrations.
He likes my vibrations. Well, now, what if I say he likes your vibrations? Now, go over to Sylvia. Sylvia has very wonderful vibrations, and Sylvia just loves flies. Sylvia couldn't kill a fly if it were biting her, I think. But, again, why do we create these things in our world? Why do we create them? Because we love them. Because that's where our concentration is. That's where our thought is. Now, is our thought always on that we are beautiful beings? That we are lovely? Really? Could you kiss your sweetheart and think the thought, sweet breath? Now, you don't say baby breath. It's okay, too. But just say sweet breath. When you hug your sweetheart when he or she has come home from a very, very stressful day, do they smell just like a bouquet of roses? Right? It's all our creation. It's all our creation. Because we smell what we smell. I let Ellen smell some salami the other day, and she smelled it, and she's not very strong. Not very strong salami smell. Well, it wasn't supposed to be strong. It was, everything I buy is mild, as you know. And so, mild salami. Ellen smelled it mild, and I smelled it mild. And everyone smelled it mild. But now, perhaps some children might even smell it terrible. Oh, I don't want salami. You know, they're very particular about the type of things they eat. Daily I create my world the way it pleases me, all by my choice. And my choice is the words that I use. I surround myself with harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances. Do you see what I surround myself with here? Mm-hmm. Harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances. Now, when I go in town, what do? I have a bumper out here, a big bumper called the bumper of love. And of course, that's not the right word for it. And this bumper of love bumps everybody away who doesn't want to be loving. Or it enfolds everybody who comes my way so that whatever their condition is, they're loving by the time they get to me. Now, which is it? The negative or the positive? Am I bumping away people from me who are not loving, or am I enfolding people, whoever they may be, and all people that come in my world are loving? That's all by my choice. It's a constant job. It's not something you just do for the moment. You have to do it continually, 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 continually. And you know why you have to do it continually? Because the world is always changing. You're always putting new causes in motion. So you pick up this baby, and this baby drops a load while you're holding it. And you say, Mommy, here's your baby. And no. Why do you pick up a baby and have him drop the load while you're holding him? Why don't you just pick up the baby, and as long as you got that baby in your arms, he is so content, he doesn't think of doing anything. And then when you give him away, now, I have the dogs in the house, in the embassy. And they have their doggy door, they can come in and out as they wish. But the minute I say, okay, let's go up to the house and have breakfast. Oh, goody, goody, goody. And they can't wait to get out the door. And then they go out in the front yard, and they squat, and they dump, and they clean out, you know. Why didn't they do it before? Why did they do it before? They wanted to wait until they're ready to go up because they wanted to make room for breakfast, you know. And so they went up and did their duty, and then we walked up here. I opened the gate, and two shots out of a gun. Boing! They fly, they head up to the monastery, just having a ball, as though they were never freed in their life, you know. But that's why I create them. I create them as just joyful dogs, harmonious dogs, just having a wonderful time in their life. And this is beautiful. But how do you create? The same way. What sort of things do you create in your life? The same type of things. Now, are these things interesting to you? Are these things fascinating to you? Are these things the things that turn you on? Do you like that sort of thing there? When the little puppy is humping his toy there, you like that? Why are you creating that every day? Now, down at my place, he doesn't do that at all. Down at the embassy, he never does that. He has his toys, and he plays with them, and he plays with Button, he plays with everything. He comes up here, and it's the humblest place in the world, you think. He just feels that he has to find this new treatment for a puppy who has been treated so he'll never have any babies, you know. But it's just an interesting experience up here. Must be some vibrations up here, some interesting sexual vibrations up here that we have to be careful about. And speaking of sexual vibrations, you have to be careful when you're using the internet. Because on the internet, people get their kicks. And they will sometimes put on the internet some sexually disgusting materials. And they put it on in the type of thing that would appeal to children or to childish adults. And what was on there this morning, Ellen? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Yeah. So Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. Everyone thinks, oh, Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. I wonder what that's all about. And Ellen opened it. And then she says, oh, sex. And so then she tried to close it because she didn't want it. And it wouldn't close. No matter what she did to close it, it wouldn't close. It wanted to hang in there. It was locked open. You know, they have their own little thing to keep it going because they want to encourage people. They figure the more you watch it, pretty soon you'll like it yourself.
But and then you'll
order it. But that's okay. That's okay. And so Ellen finally got it closed, and then she came over and she says, "Do you know anything about this?" And I said, "Sure." I said, "We all know about that. Anytime anything comes through, like Snow White and Seven Dwarfs or Peter Pumpkin Eater or something, don't open it." And then, for your information now, if you ever open your computer and you're going to open a file you're not sure about, right-click on it. And when you right-click on it, then it will say, "Put target file in folder." And then it'll put the target file in the folder. Then it says, "Do you want to open it?" Then you can open it in the folder. And then if you don't want it, you just away with it very quickly. But it's all contained in the folder, and it's not locking up your email. So anytime you're doubtful about something, this is what Daniel told me. He said, just right-click on it, and you'll be surprised what's on your right-click. A lot of very interesting things over there, including delete, but a lot of very interesting things. And if you want to ever delete anything, just right-click on it and then delete it. It's the fastest, safest way to do it. Now, daily I create the world the way it pleases me, all by my choice. Now, I choose to know those things, and I choose to be able to rescue my computer when something silly happens. And so Daniel said, if it doesn't want to open, or if you don't, you want to be careful about it, right-click on it, and then bring it into a target file, and then look at it, and then kill it if you want to. You see, there are ways to do everything in life. What can I do to protect myself against this garbage that comes in? Right-click on it. In fact, I think I'm going to put an article to all of our email people about that, and that they can right-click on our stuff too and bring it up into a folder, and if they don't like it, just kill it, and then they're done. They don't have to sit waiting hours while it comes in and does this and that. But if you right-click on it, it'll immediately come in to the folder. Something about that that makes it a lot easier. Now, if I tell all these people that way, perhaps they will learn something on other things, and not necessarily to kill us. We have one lady who has been writing in on her computer saying, "Take me off your list, take me off your list, take me off." I took her off 6 times. But every time she comes on to tell me to take me off the list, she puts herself back on the list again. And so I took her off the list. And finally she said, "Well, maybe you're not so bad. Maybe some of the things that you say are okay. Maybe try not to have it all come." But then she gets a moiré pattern of color on one of her areas. And so I must ask Daniel about that, because that's not nice. In fact, I forwarded it to Daniel so he could look at it. But daily I create in my world the way it pleases me. I create these people being understood. So now the lady says, "Hey, leave me on." He says, he has some very interesting things. Now, daily I create the world the way it pleases me, all by my choice. I was looking at the yellow background I get every time I bring up certain email stuff. And then when you print it, you're using up all that yellow ink for that background. Now that this is silly. This is absolutely unnecessary. And so then I said, okay. I closed my eyes, pressed the button. I looked, and there it said, how to remove the color from the background of your screen. That's what it said. And so I pressed that button, and then it says, do you want the color of your screen to be whatever color? Yellow, red, white. It's yellow now. Do you want it, what it, and do you want your printing to be black? And what color do you want the background? I said, white. Now, it should probably say none. Yeah. Because how do you print white? By none, I guess, you know. But none. And so now, I don't have it anymore. Because all those sheets I gave to Ellen, they're all printed with yellow background. Using my yellow ink, and for no purpose. And so I now am printing everything up with this white background, which is the way it should be. But you see, this is when you're the creator of your world. You don't say, oh, God, how do you do this? Oh, then I go down and visit Daniel. Daily I create the world the way it pleases me, all by my choice. And I say, Daniel, you are such a silly boy. He writes, Daniel at web servers, casting servers, .com. And he goes, you know, with his fingers like that, because he's got all memories. I said, Daniel, why don't you make a little macro for that? Why don't you make a little shortcut for that? And whenever you're going to put it up there, just go click, click, and up it goes. You know, you can see the wheels going around and said, I like doing, I feel so intelligent, but it would be smart just go click, click. But I like, but it would be intelligent. I'll have to figure that out, he said. You see, we get so accustomed to the little nonsenses that we have, that we think that we have to have them. In fact, we like them. Now, every time Mama picks up the baby drops a load in his diaper. Every time Mama picks him up. Now, again, back to Daniel's office. Daniel has Moses there. It's a little baby puppy about so big, but it's really only so big. Underneath the hair, there's nothing there. And so Moses came up to me, and I was holding him, and then I put him on the floor, and then Moses went, like that, you know. And Daniel says, nothing. And Patricia says, Daniel, he has to go potty. He always goes, when he has to go potty. And so she got up and took him out and let him do his duty. And then she said, you know, we put up a special divider in our house to keep him in the kitchen so he wouldn't go up on the bed and do his mess like he likes to do all the time. He likes to go up in the bedroom and drop a load and piss too. And they said how he does this all the time. And I thought to myself, boy, are you planting seeds. And so then they said, the dog will jump over the fence, go upstairs and do his mess, jump back over the fence because his food is in the kitchen and he can go out the doggy door. So he jumps, oh, that little tiny thing jumping over the fence. I think he probably walks through the fence. But anyhow, they say he always does that. He always does that. Now, what are you hearing? What are you hearing? Always does that. Now, I didn't stop them and correct them because I was in the process of saying goodbye and I wanted to get about my business. But he always does that. Now, why does he always do this? Because they say he always does this. They love that. They love it that he always does that. They want him to always do that. They think it's wonderful. And this is what we create. Now, the next time I get to their office and they have their puppy there, I will give a short talk on he always does that. But I wanted to get out of the office and go about other business. Otherwise, I would have given that short lecture too. Because when I'm saying goodbye to them now, before they give a hug and a kiss and let you go, but now they give you a hug and a kiss and they take turns going around and he'll come back and she'll come back and he'll come back and she'll. Four kisses and four hugs from each of them before I left the office. It's wonderful. they're super people, super people. I love them. But I had to get going and I was very happy to do all the things that were done. But daily I create my world the very way I want it, by my attitudes, by my words, by my actions, by the things that I do. Now, why don't I learn? Why don't I learn? Now, how did I find how to take the yellow off the back of my picture? Shut my eyes and touch my keyboard. How do they say you should get a message? Have a thought in your mind, go open a book, any book, and read the first thing that your eyes light on, and that's your answer. Truly, that's what they say. Take the Bible, open it. Take anything, open it. But what are they saying? They're saying in our mind is the answer. And we create the answer appearing out of the page or something like that because it's easier that way. Take a pendulum and run the pendulum, and the pendulum will tell you where water is or where things are, because you have to create yourself thinking through that. And it's easier instead of just saying, I know that I know that I know, boom, there it is. The pendulum knows, ah, the mystery of the pendulum. Oh, goodness sake. The Ouija board, you know what Ouija board is? The Ouija board knows, you know, and it goes right to the letters. I love you, Mariella. Will you marry me? The Ouija board spells that out. Ha! Somebody's got a mind of his own there. I think it's probably Massimo. And you see, we do this. We have these crazy thoughts in our mind that tell us we have to go through a magician, or we have to be hypnotized, or we have to have the doctor tell us what's wrong with us. You go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, now what seems to be the problem today? You say, well, my right foot hurts, and my left brain feels like I got rocked, thong, thong, thong. And the doctor says, okay, put your foot up here on the counter. So you throw your foot up there and almost fall over. And then the doctor takes his thumbs and he presses on the palm of your foot or the ball of your foot. And he goes into certain areas. All of a sudden, click, your headache's gone. Click, your foot feels good. The doctor says, okay, $2,000. You know, and that's great. That's great. It's called reflexology. But really, these are things that we all know. We all know. Now, if any of you ever feel any arthritis in your hands, in your feet, in your body, the thing to do is to go in the jacuzzi and let the jacuzzi beat on that area for a good 5 minutes. Turn it over and turn. And within 2 days, you'll no longer have any pain. Now, you could massage it. You could say, you're whole and perfect, I love you. You know, you're whole and perfect, I love you. And you have the same results. But it's kind of nice to sit in the lotus position in the yoga because, you know, then you're doing something. And sit up straight now for 6 hours. You sit up straight for 6 hours in the lotus position and all of your migraine headaches will be gone. Now, if you could sit up for 6 hours in the lotus position, you will have your headaches gone because you're the master. You're a super, you're doing wonderful things, but every daily I create my world the way it pleases me, by my thought, by my choice. Daily I do this. Now, what do you want? Okay, John came to me with a problem. He says, Herb, I want to walk my master path, and I want to know how to meditate and listen within. And I said, okay, John, for 6 months, 3 hours every morning, say the 3-hour meditation, and at the end of that time, if you do it without fail, you will have perfect illumination. He says, well, it sounds like fun, but also sounds like a pain in the neck, you know. And it is. He didn't say that. I'm ad-libbing here. But he wants to walk his inner spiritual path, and you all want to walk your inner spiritual path. And you think, oh dear, it's so tough. Oh dear, it's so hard. I'm not getting anywhere. Nothing good is happening to me. Wonderful. Wonderful. You're putting the cause in motion. Nothing good is happening to you. I'm not getting anywhere. Nothing good is happening to me. I'm not getting anywhere. Nothing good is happening to me. I'm not getting. Keep it up. Keep it up. And you'll never have it. But start saying, I am illumined. I am illumined. I am one with my spiritual path. I am in harmony with the divine within me. I am illumined. I am illumined. I am illumined. I am illumined. I am harmonious with my spiritual path. I'm walking my spiritual path. I'm alert. And you will be. It's just that simple. But consistency is what's necessary. Now, do you have the consistency to do that? Do you have the ability? Well, for instance, now with Ingeborg. Do you have the ability to do a simple thing like see Sylvia as one of the most gracious, delightful ladies that you have ever met? Now, if you can do that, you'll have to be that way yourself. But if you can do that, Sylvia will be one of the most gracious, delightful ladies you've ever met. And Sylvia, if you can create Ingeborg as being one of the most gracious, delightful ladies you've ever met, then you will be that, and she will too. But it takes a little dedicated effort, changing attitudes, changing of mind, and it works. It works. This is not something that I'm joking about. This works. Daily I create my world the way it pleases me, all by my choice. Daily, I create the world the way it pleased me, all by my choice. It works. Daily, I create the world the way it pleases me, all by my choice. And it is wonderful, and it is true, and it's for you. I love you.
It's true, and it's for you.